This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Also, it is crossover time, which means in the next 20 minutes, we're going to be giving away two tickets to both the NBA Rising Stars game at Chase next Friday night and the All-Star practice in Oakland next Saturday. When you hear this sounder, John Sally. When you hear John Sally, not now, but in the next 20 minutes, be caller number 3 to the contest line at 415-523-4652, and you will be going to the Rising Stars game and the All-Star practice on Saturday. Let's welcome in Dibs and Willard. What's up, gents? I can't see you.
Oh,
but hopefully I can hear you.
I can see you, Willard. Oh, you're clean as a whistle. Oh, you too, Dibs.
Put your hands where my eyes can see. Straight Buck Weiland in the place to be. And we are here at Splash, and it is, guys, it is unbelievable. Ooh. They're getting ready to open tomorrow. They're doing the final bells and the whistles. But I'll tell you what, guys, when you come here to Splash, like Thrive City's never been like it is now.
Yeah.
With Splash going online, this place is Vegas meets, I don't know, Bel Air?
Hey,
or
wow.
It's incredible.
This is what we're hoping Jimmy Butler is.
There you go.
Game changer.
Yeah.
There you go.
This changes the entire vibe of Thrive City.
Yep.
And I think especially for people who loved it, you know, if you work in the city and you're going to a Warrior game, well, now you can get off your job at 4:30 and get over here a little bit early. This is going to be the spot to be. And by the way, if you want a little inside jam on exactly what the whole place looks like and the vibe in, I literally just put up an IG story with a whole walkthrough of the whole place.
Yeah.
So you can go to MT Willard on Instagram
and look at
the entire place.
I'm a TV snob. Yeah. I love my screens. Tell me about the screens there.
Oh,
are they amazing?
My
LED.
I mean, like, larger than life. Like, I mean, just absolutely. And, like, you know, wrap around the whole building.
Yeah.
Larger than life. Doesn't matter where you're sitting. It's going to look like you're sitting right in front of it.
Wow, Steiny.
I just have one question for you. All that's nice and all well and good. But Dibs, I got one question for you.
Talk to me.
Action?
There will be action. Right now, there's no action yet because the VIP event is going to start here in about 3 hours. But I can guarantee you, based on the ambiance, the collection of liqueur, not liquor, but, you know, when you're in a classy place like this, it's liqueur.
Yeah.
The liqueur collection, the padded seats, the location, and the ambiance, the action will be an 11 out of 10, Steiny.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like it. We'll be there next week, so I'm looking forward to it.
I love it. And, you know, even guys like you and I, you know, some of us knocking on 60's door, some of us who've already had that door answered, it doesn't matter who you are or where you're from or what you are, this place is phenomenal.
I can't wait.
And I know that tomorrow And, you know, going in beyond Mark, this place is now available for reservations.
Yep, yep. And by the way, Steiny,
yeah.
When you guys are here next week, because you're going to be up here for like Radio Row, right, leading into the All-Star game.
Yep. Yeah.
You're going to be up on the veranda.
Mm.
Because the first floor is fancy, but the second floor is bougie.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been there yet.
It's bougie, and you're going to be up there on the veranda looking out on the people like the dictator you want to be.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
That's what's going to happen next week, Steiny.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of course, the town in Ireland called Derry, formerly Londonderry, where the phrase catwalk first came into being. When the rich, wealthy socialite women would walk along the walls of the town, and the peasants down below were left to just stare up, and they started to call them cats because they walked around like cats.
Yeah.
And then, hence, catwalk.
So that got weird.
That's amazing knowledge right there. That was phenomenal.
All I got from that is if you do come to Thrive City next week and you look up at Steiny, he called you a peasant.
There you go.
That's literally all I got out of that.
Hey, but what about last night? Come on, man. I'm excited. You guys know it. I'm a cheap date. Yeah.
I know you're excited, and I'm just still kind of trying to work my way through the emotions and what happened, because Mark and I were live on the air, and we're getting ready for Warriors Live leading up to the Jazz game, and all of a sudden the report is everyone got pulled off the floor, and Steve Kerr was having a closed-door meeting in the locker room, and so all of us were, you know, collecting our breath, and every time I would talk, I would look at Mark, and Mark would look at Mark Grandy, and Mark Grandy and Mark Willard would be going back and forth, and I was like, is it now? And then I would finish talking, and Mark would be going, no, calm down. And then I'd talk, and I'd look at Grandy, and is it now? And then one time when I was actually talking, and I threw it back to Mark Willard, Mark said like a word and a half, and then pew!
Yeah, bang.
And it was breaking, and it was bang, and it was everything that we thought.
Yeah.
And so Mark and I really haven't had a lot of time to pick through it together over a longer form, but I'll tell you this, guys, I'm excited,
and the price wasn't that steep, Willard.
Well, yeah, the best part about it is that they didn't, as everyone is saying, mortgage the future.
There you go.
I get that, but here's what I'll say about it. I like, and I hope this doesn't sound like one foot on each side of the fence.
Mm.
I don't like the deal, but I understand the deal.
Mm.
I understand why the Warriors did this. We had said all week, right, they're at a point where they've got to do something. But the way I look at this, what got me wasn't so much the trade, it was the extension. Because the extension does a few things that worry me. First of all, signs you up long-term with somebody who works his way out of everywhere he goes. It also puts Jonathan Kuminga's future in potential doubt because of money. And also, it takes away that flexibility and optionality that they've been trumpeting for so long. Like, you get one bite off of who's the star that you're going to put with Curry, and this is it. And this does feel like a little bit of an arranged marriage. I heard your guys' conversation earlier today with regard to, like, does Jimmy want to be a Warrior, or did Jimmy want an extension? And Jimmy wanted to be a Sun. But Jimmy could find the money and a new taker in one spot, and it was here. And the Warriors could find a big name in one spot, and it was him. I don't think they love each other, but everybody got them together because they have to. And so, with all that said, I'm with you also, Goo, that, look, it's exciting. It's something different. It's new. It makes them more watchable, and all of that is good. But it's not a perfect deal.
No doubt.
It's not a perfect deal.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, he might not be a perfect player for the system. It's one thing. I was watching the Warriors post-game show, and, you know, Chris Mullin was definitely emphasizing that, you know, this is going to take an adjustment. They don't have a ton of time. They got to start winning immediately. The one thing I'm a little concerned about is Butler's not really a three-point shooter. And they gave up one of their better three-point shooters. And Schroeder was at least starting to become a little bit of a threat. That's the one thing I'd worry about in terms of stylistically.
I get that, but honestly, if you are looking for a team that can shoot the three, it's got to be Buddy Hield and, you know, Brendan Podziemski, mm-hmm. who now gets more minutes, and Moses Moody gets more minutes, and, you know, he's been a pretty good three-point shooter. So for me, it becomes about those guys more than it is, you know, Wiggins was competent as a three-point shooter, and Dennis Schroeder was a guy who, you know, was starting to maybe find his way. Slo-Mo would never be a three-point shooter, and Lindy Waters was, you know, kind of being downgraded to a 8-minute-a-night guy. So, yeah, I think that's a good point, but the other thing is, can Jimmy Butler make you more of a free-throw shooting team? Because
he does that.
Yeah, he should do that, and, you know, Wiggins can do that, but he hasn't done that enough, so can you get a team that now gets to the line more?
And also, too, the rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. We all talked about it in yesterday's crossover, Willard. The bottom line is they had to do something because their name was plastered with every and anybody that was available. We talked about it and said the answer is not in the building. I'm being proactive. I feel like the answer is now in the building with Jimmy Butler. I could be proven wrong, but Dibs, to your point, this team was horrible at free throws. He gets to the line and he makes them, and he's a playmaker, and he finishes. So I'm excited to see if that can rub off on this team. And I told Steiny about the three-point shooting team. We become a one-trick pony. Maybe now we diversify our portfolio, and what he can do to slow down some games can help the team, and maybe we don't see leads blown like last night. And I know Wiggins didn't play, but we've seen that too many times.
No doubt. And look, here's what I would say to you, Goo. If you say that this is the answer, then my next thought is, what's the question? Let's play Jeopardy.
Wow.
What's the question?
Wow. Can I assume playoffs, Willard?
What? No. I mean, I don't think you can. I don't think we can assume anything. But if what we're saying is Jimmy Butler is the answer to the Warriors' problems, I have to say to be determined. If what we're saying is, if the question is, hey, is there anybody the Warriors could get that would change this dynamic, then yes. Jimmy Butler's the answer. Do you know what I mean?
I'll take that.
The rest, it's. I think it's fair for all of us to just say, like, let's see. Let's see how this works out. But I did some poking around last night with some people in the capologist world, because I think, right, didn't we all want to ask right away, what does this mean for Jonathan Kuminga?
Yeah.
And Dibs and I will talk about it a lot throughout the day. I know the callers want to do that as well. The quick answer is Jonathan doesn't have a lot of leverage. I would expect the Warriors to offer him maybe less than what the world thinks Jonathan is going to get, because he doesn't have a lot of leverage. But if a Brooklyn or somebody does want to walk in and offer Jonathan $30 or $35 million a year, the Warriors might be up a creek and might have to let him go. That is a possibility.
No doubt. No doubt. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. John Sally. All right, there it is. Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to both the NBA Rising Stars game at Chase on Friday and the All-Star practice in Oakland on Saturday. Caller number 3 to 415-523-4652. Right now, caller number 3, 415-523-4652. You're going to get 2 tickets to the Rising Stars game next Friday and the All-Star practice in Oakland on Saturday. And to get in on all the All-Star action in the Bay Area, head to NBAEvents.com or the NBA Events app and purchase tickets for fan events like NBA Crossover, Rising Stars, NBA All-Star Practice, and the NBA HBCU Classic.
Whew. Yeah, I mean, I meant to point this out yesterday.
In my throat.
And I mean, for many, many years, Steiny, I've derided you by not being a, quote, real host, but I just want to say it now, and maybe it's because I'm not next to you, but you've arrived, bro. Uh-oh. You are it. You're a real host. You do it. Occasionally, you give, you know, the text line ID when you should give the legal, but
that's okay.
But you're a real one, Steiny. You've arrived, bro.
You've been getting backhanded compliments, dude, all day. Thanks,
Roger Federer.
You're on a short, like when Joe Lacob opens up his phone to see the last 10 texts, you're one of them.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was great.
I don't need you to nail every ID, Steiny.
No.
I need that inside.
Yeah.
I need that VIP. I need that veranda, Steiny.
Back to it.
Wiggins.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, real quick, we got a function tonight at the Tipsy Putt, Bay Street, Emeryville, from 6 to 8.
Hey.
You both get off at 6. Just saying. Pull up on us if you can.
Hold up.
Well,
what do you think we're doing here, Goo? There is a VIP party at Splash. That starts at 6. I'm not running out of this place to go.
So you guys got action.
Hey, man. Dude, I got a collared shirt on,
see
Goo.
Ya.
I'm wearing pants, Goo. I wore pants today.
I put this thing on twice a year.
You look great, man.
I proposed to the lovely Christy and this. That's it. Those are the collared shirts.
Nice.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's it. He even shaved his arms, which it's kind of a big thing, you know? It's kind of a big deal.
Gotta get ready.
But, I mean, Tipsy Putt, for those of you who can't get here to Splash, I know that Tipsy Putt is super fun. So if you're out there in the East Bay, get to Emeryville and see Steiny and Goo. And, you know, quietly, Steiny has become a little bit of a better putter.
Wow. Look at him. He's blushing,
Not lately. I haven't played in a while.
Yeah, I mean.
The rain.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, thank God for the deadline, because that game that they lost, you got the Lakers tonight with no Butler, Willard and Dibs. I told Steiny, I'm getting worried that when he does hit the floor, the margin of error is thin.
Well,
my goodness.
It is. It already was.
Yeah.
And it will continue to be. The only good news, I guess, is that, you know, they're out here kind of struggling, and somehow it feels like they moved up in the standings a little bit. Like, the teams that they're battling against are all going through the same thing. I think the Phoenix Suns are about to fall off of the cliff.
You do, huh?
There is, and I can confirm a lot of what you're hearing, that their locker room is an absolute mess. It is a bad culture right now. They've got some making up to do with Kevin Durant. They lost to the Thunder last night by 100 points. The Suns are going to fall off a cliff. The Kings are tied with the Warriors. I don't know how, you know, they've shuffled the deck.
That didn't get off to a good start last night, Willard.
The Mavericks are playing at Boston here in a couple hours. Anthony Davis is not ready to go. Like, the teams that they need to jump are not going anywhere. So that's the good news.
Well, the bad news is the Spurs might be going somewhere.
Could be.
And don't forget about Portland, your dark horse, the 9 out of 10.
Portland plays somebody important tonight.
Beatable. They do.
Who does Portland plays like somebody?
They play Sacramento.
That's right.
They host the Kings, and the Kings are fresh off of a clunker also.
Yeah.
So, this one's interesting. I'm not sure why Sacramento is suddenly a favorite in this game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's changed a bunch of points, so I don't know if someone's about to be announced out or whatever. But that, yeah, that's an interesting one to watch.
And I know you, it's about the Warriors, right? We're the flagship of the Warriors station. But you mentioned that Suns locker room, and I'm asking you two and Steiny to be real with me. If I'm Bradley Beal and you're my teammate and you know they wanted me traded and I veto that trade, would you look at me sideways or think about me differently as a teammate?
Maybe, but I think that whole thing is broken from, you know, a year and a half ago. So if you're Bradley Beal and you're one of the people that has that no trade clause and you're a teammate, you can't begrudge him for that, yeah, because he obviously negotiated that and they said yes, you know, back when he was with Washington, yeah, when he had that, yeah, that no trade. So you get that, you keep that, and you can't look at him and give him hate for that. Right. I think about what you talked about, guys, about the Warriors, and I look at the Warriors now versus the Warriors yesterday, and I don't think that they're any better in terms of wins and losses, but they sure are more interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Dibs, too. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, Butler's better than Wiggins, so they're going to be better. I got to see that. I don't know what Jimmy Butler is. I'm willing to take a fresh look at him right now, but you got to see how it all fits. And, you know, they lost four guys in that locker room. And I got the sense Steve Kerr was really down about, yep, Wiggins getting traded. Now, I don't know if or how that manifests itself, but I think the team in there really liked Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, no doubt. And he's a guy who showed up every day other than when he had personal stuff. And, you know, Mark and I talked about it. We did a comparison of Draymond missed games versus Wiggins missed games. And Wiggins doesn't miss games unless he has major personal family tragedy. So you're taking him out and you're bringing in a guy who has been suspended three times in the past 8 weeks and a guy who has blown up three different organizations based on his feelings about whether or not he wants to actually play for that team. I think it's a big, big time gamble. I don't think it works for this year. Now, will it work for next year? I'm not sure, but you start to look at the salaries and Jimmy Butler's making 60 and Steph is making 60 and Draymond's, yeah, making 28. Yeah. Either you go into that second apron again, or you have a bunch of, like, Quentin Posts, no disrespect.
But that's the thing, Dibs. Let's say they get Jimmy Butler and they don't make the playoffs.
Then
how can Joe Lacob justify going into the luxury tax with Kuminga if it's deep into the luxury tax? You know, you usually, yeah, like to be in the luxury tax when you're very competitive. And obviously you would be thinking, well, when we get everybody back next year, we'll be better. But, you know, that might be a bridge too far for Joe Lacob.
This is what my cap guy said yesterday, yes, with regard to exactly what you're talking about. I wonder how people feel about this. Forget this year, right? So after this year, by the way, you're renouncing, you're letting walk immediately your expiring contracts. Looney, GP2, gone. And then if they don't want to go over the second apron, which is kind of what you're saying, Steiny, like if they don't feel like that's worth it, then here's your roster. You can do Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond and go to as much as $25 million for Kuminga, no more. And then the rest of your roster is Moody, Buddy Hield, Pods, TJD, Guy Santos, and five minimum salaries.
Wait, five minimums?
Five minimum salaries. There you go. Mm. That's your roster next year.
That would be Steiny, Guru, me, you, and Chesky.
I don't have as many concerns about this year because you can explain this away. They're a 500 team at the 50-game mark,
yeah,
and they've got to figure one another out. My concern is after this year because your flexibility to do anything about it if it's not going well is now gone.
Yeah.
But what if you decided, and I don't want to run anybody out of town, Willard, but I told Steiny this earlier, what if you decided, you know what, we want to see what we could get for Dre?
You can do that, but you've just watched the NBA, like what happens when you're trying to trade a big name who's aging and everybody knows you want to trade him. Like it took Zach LaVine a year and a half. It took the Warriors a year and a half with Andrew Wiggins, and it took the Heat and Jimmy Butler going into a complete standoff mode. Like it's just not a powerful position. You can do it, but it's not a great place to be.
Well, the other thing Mark, about that is if that's the way it comes down, they'll probably do some other stuff, obviously. But if we're looking at a team with Draymond, Butler, Steph Curry, all the guys you mentioned, and four minimum guys, I mean, this is what I mean. I mean, so you don't have a lot of depth, and you're going to be load managing three players.
Yep.
Then getting through the regular season could become a challenge. So, you know, now there's no guarantee it'll be like that this summer. They could probably do some things to get deeper, but it might involve not being able to have Kuminga back.
Right, and it also might involve, you know, kind of what we've seen this season in terms of a regular season, which is a scuffle. Because you're right, Steiny, if you're going to play Steph 70 of 82 and Draymond's going to play 65 and Jimmy Butler's going to play 65 or 70, well, now you're looking at least 15 to 20 games where you won't have your new big three, and that means a lot of pods and TJD. And, you know, if Kuminga can step up and really be 18 to 20 a night and play 80 games, then okay, maybe you can stave that off. But that's, to me, the big part of losing Andrew Wiggins is Wiggins was a guy who would play. And, you know, say what you want about K-Wig Goo, and I heard you earlier, and you're right, and I kind of founded that, the whole idea of, you know, Andrew Wiggins, 6 of 13 and 14 points. It's kind of what he did every night. But at least he was a reliable thing. And now you've got three older guys and, you know, 8 or 9 question marks.
Yeah, and before I let you go, Dibs, you used the number 65 for amount of games for Jimmy Butler. That would actually represent the most games he's played in a season in the last 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah, 64 has been his highest game total in the last 6 years.
Well, one of those was pandemic. And this year, obviously,
just a suspension.
No, it's fine. And this year has been colored by suspension. And so, you know, you're right, though.
All right, Dibs and Willard, have a great show.
Have fun, fellas.
We got to get moving. I got to get on my way over to Emeryville. You guys have it locked down at Splash on 95.7.
Text us from your party.
We'll do it, baby.
Yeah.
You stay stay ready for that text, Mark. All righty. Here we go.
IG video. Yeah.
Okay, bye. Right.
95.7. That's the official.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.